This is Ozarks at Large. It's been nearly a year since most Arkansas inmates have been permitted to have in-person visitation. That will change this weekend as the Department of Corrections launches a modified visitation pilot program at four facilities, including the Northwest Arkansas Community Correction Center. As Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda explains, it's the department's second attempt at implementing the program.
The Department of Corrections first suspended in-person visitation March 16, 2020, to limit the spread of COVID-19. DOC launched a pilot program December 12th to restore in-person visitation at four of its facilities, but it only lasted a few weeks. The department suspended all non-essential unit operations December 30th due to an increase in coronavirus cases among staff. 2 months later, cases have declined, and Communications Director Cindy Murphy says they're ready to give it another try.
It is because we have seen a dramatic decrease in our number of active cases, both for inmates and residents, but also for staff. And as you've probably been seeing from the daily Department of Health reports, the communities are also having a decline in cases.
As of yesterday morning, DOC had 76 active cases among offenders, and 16 employees were not reporting to work because of COVID-19. Modified in-person visitation will be offered at the same four facilities that were part of the pilot program in December: the Benton Work Release Unit, Delta Regional Unit, Northeast Arkansas Community Correction Center, and the Northwest Arkansas Community Correction Center. The previously announced modified procedures remain the same as well. In-person visits are still limited to immediate adult family members who must request an appointment in advance. If a visit is approved, masks must be worn during the entire visit, and guests must remain at least 6 feet away or behind a designated barrier from the inmate or resident. About 20 appointments have been made for this weekend at the four facilities, and Murphy expects that number to increase as more of the inmates' families receive vaccines.
During our initial push to start the pilot in December, we had some community correction residents say that they really wanted to see their parents, but they were elderly and they didn't want to put them at risk by asking them.
The Department of Corrections began vaccinating its employees in January, as well as employees from WellPath, the department's contracted medical provider. Murphy says more than 1,250 employees have received their first vaccination and more than 1,000 are fully vaccinated. DOC has approximately 4,850 employees. Vaccinations are not required, and Murphy says some employees declined the vaccine the first time it was offered.
And now we have a significant number of employees who've gotten both doses and have had, very mild symptoms, if any. And so we have some employees who declined initially who are coming back and saying, I've changed my mind. So I don't know precisely when we hope to have that completed, but I think we've got at least another couple months of trying to get all the employees vaccinated.
Murphy says they're working with ADH to develop a plan for vaccinating inmates once there is enough supply to do that. Inmates are part of Phase 1C of the state's vaccination rollout plan. ADH is currently working its way through groups in Phase 1B. Although the pilot program is only being implemented in four facilities, the goal is to reopen visitation to all units. Murphy says officials understand the restrictions have been really hard on families who haven't seen their loved ones in a year.
We know it's difficult for the families and for the offenders. It's really important for them and their emotional health to have that connection with their families. And we've been trying to encourage, more video calls and that sort of thing so that they can keep up with each other.
Visitation appointments at the pilot facilities are available on Saturdays and Sundays. Family members can apply for in-person visitation by filling out a form at doc.arkansas.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.